The nation's retailers are not happy with the way the Christmas shopping season is shaping up. Many merchants say even with heavy discounting, last-minute shoppers aren't coming through. There is a bright spot. Online retailing is enjoying a record holiday season. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Low prices and fear of traffic jams and packed parking lots are drawing consumers to the web. Measurements vary as to exactly how good it's been so far. Comscore Networks, a company that surveys online retailers, says there's been a 19% increase in sales over last year. But Scott Silverman of Shop.org has more optimistic figures.
More than half are seeing increases between 25 and 49%, and more than a third are seeing increases of 50% or more. So many of our retailers are finding sales to be quite brisk online this season.
The dot-com shakeout may be partly responsible for this upturn in sales. The best companies have survived the crash, so the choices for consumers are less bewildering. And those that have survived have learned how to do a better job online. In the early days of e-commerce, companies often failed to predict demand accurately, so orders weren't shipped, leaving buyers disappointed and angry. Another reason for this year's success, online vendors have been offering free shipping on some orders. Again, Scott Silverman.
We have asked consumers as part of our research, what is preventing them from buying more online, and the number one answer is shipping charges.
Be aware, though, that some companies have placed tight restrictions on free shipping, and this has angered some customers who thought that all shipping was going to be free. So, what's selling best online? Toys, books, CDs, and videos still lead the pack, but Lori James of Harris Interactive says online buying is expanding into other categories now.
We are also seeing consumer electronics showing some strong growth this year, as well as clothing and apparel. Those are traditionally more offline purchase items, but in fact this year it does appear that people are feeling more comfortable about purchasing those online.
One reason for that may be improved graphics for clothing. Previously, paper catalogs did a better job with illustrations, but now the catalog is beginning to take a back seat to the online website. Comparison pricing is another strength of the web. Flipping through catalog after catalog or walking from shop to compare prices is time-consuming. The Google search engine has made online comparisons really easy by scanning 1,500 paper catalogs and allowing users to search through them by brand or by category. Scott Silverman says companies report that their websites are contributing to holiday sales in other ways.
They like to refer to it as influence sales, where a customer will be on their website, they'll use the website to help them research and select merchandise, and then they'll buy it in the store, most likely from the very same retailer whose website they were visiting.
And some big retailers, like Sears and Circuit City, have added a feature to their websites that's a popular way to solve the shipping dilemma. They're letting their customers buy online and then pick up the item at a nearby store. Jim Babb is with Circuit City.
The express in-store pickup is a function that a lot of last-minute shoppers seem to enjoy. As a matter of fact, they can order online by 3 p.m. local time on December 24th, and they will be assured they'll be able to pick it up at their local stores. The local stores will close at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
That's really cutting it close, huh?
That's for the true procrastinator.
John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.